Welcome. Gospel Harvest International is the evangelistic ministry of Itumeleng and Lindy Mokganye. This ministry is devoted to winning souls and igniting the church to do likewise. As you are listening to this message, we pray that God's word would position and empower you to take the harvest in your world.
Built Strong, Part 2. I want to welcome you and everybody to week 2 of our Build Strong series. We started last week talking about how to build a strong spirit as we look forward toward a new year. Here in week 2, we're going to talk about how to build a strong body. Why do we even talk about this? And why talk about this in the church? Well, one of the things that many of us don't realize is that God is just as interested in our body as He is our spirit. We're a package. We all go together. A lot of us think He's interested just in our spirit and He doesn't care about our body. No, He does care. He does care about our body. The truth of the matter is that it kind of all sort of work together. The body, the spirit, the soul, they all work in synergy. Whenever somebody comes to me and they say, "I feel far from God," one of the first questions that I sometimes ask is, "How have you been sleeping?" Because 5 bad nights of sleep will make anyone feel like an atheist, no doubt about it. So when you think how that affects you, how deeply that affects you, you see how we are tied together. And God doesn't separate us like we sometimes do in our mind. He sees us and cares about us as the whole package. He cares about your body. So I'm going to just before we hear some of the practical things that we're going to do to stay strong physically in this year, I want to review 3 things that God says about our body to help us understand how much God cares about it. 3 simple things. 1, God says this. God says, "I'm to manage my body." You see, He created it, but I get to manage it. He gave it as a gift, but I'm the steward. I'm the manager of that gift. I'm commanded to manage the body that God gave me. That means there's something behind that. That means I can't blame anybody else. When I abuse or misuse this body, it's a gift. The body is a gift given to me by God, and He's watching how I use it. In fact, one day, all the gifts that God has given, we're going to be held accountable for the gifts and how we use them. They're not given for no reason. They're given to make a difference. When you think about managing this body, there's a lot we could talk about. We're going to talk about some practical things later. There's one verse in the Bible where Paul talks about 2 different ways of thinking about the body that God has given us. When we look at these 2 different ways, it'll really give us some insights onto how to manage our body. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. Paul says, "Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial." He says, "Everything is permissible, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food is for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy both." He's saying there, food and the stomach, they're not going to last. We'll have something different, better in heaven. So why would I let something that's not going to last control my life? He said, "I'm not going to do that." Those 2 words he uses are permissible, or is it permissible, or is it beneficial? Since I get to manage my body, that means God permits me to do a lot of things with this body. But the question isn't is it permissible? What's most beneficial for me or for other people? That's the number one question behind how do I manage the body that God has given to me. So the first thing that the Bible says about these bodies is that it's God who gave it to us and we have to manage it. The second thing, this one might surprise some of you, you've never heard this before. The Bible says very clearly that I'm to honor God with my body. I'm to honor Him. You see, the body that God gave you, you're to use that same body to give Him glory, to honor Him. I know some of you looked at yourself in the mirror, possibly recently, and you're probably thinking, "This body? Honor God? How can that happen?" Others of you are thinking, "This body does honor God." Or, "We've got a sermon on pride coming up soon. That's a totally different issue." The truth of the matter is that this body that God gave us, we are to use it in a way that brings him honor, that honors him as a creator. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 13, the body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. This body, if I just think of it as just physical, then it's just how much pleasure I can get out of it. But once I realize that no, it's created, it's something that God gave me, then all of a sudden I begin to think about it differently. I think about honoring God. When you think about honoring God with your body, there's two big pictures in the Bible that can help us understand what this means. First, the Bible says that Jesus died for your body, not just for your spirit and soul, but also for your body, the whole package. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20, it says, "You are not your own, you are bought at a price." He's talking about the cross there, the price that Jesus paid for our sins, the forgiveness of sins that he gave us. You are bought with the price. Therefore, honor God with your body, the body that he's given, because we know what he did for you, how much he loves you. What he did for you on the cross says, honor God with your body. That's one big reason in the Bible. There's also a big reason as you look towards the future. The Bible says that one day, this body that God has given you is going to be resurrected after you die. We think of a lot of times of our physical bodies like a plastic water bottle, that once the contents are out, it's not worth anything. We just have to throw it away. These bodies are like that. But the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says that just like Jesus' body was resurrected after he died, one day God is going to resurrect your body with a perfect one. Look at what it says in verse 14 of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It says, "By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also." He's going to raise your body as well. When he raises your body, it's a perfect body. Is this a good idea? You don't have to just go on and on and on with the body that you have. No, you get a perfect body for all of eternity. He's going to resurrect out of this body a perfect body. That's how important our body is to God. A perfect body for all eternity. We talk a lot about it, but one of the things that people often ask me is, how old is that body going to be for eternity? Do I have 100 or a 5-year-old body or a 25-year-old body? Well, all I know is that it's going to be the right body, the perfect body. When we talk about stuff like this, honoring God with our body, the way we treat our body, I'm very aware that some of you right now might be going through some real physical challenges, some real struggles. You may have gotten some news from the doctor recently that are not helping you, that are perhaps or bring you to a place of feeling quite discouraged. You may be thinking, how am I going to make it through what I'm facing? Although what are we talking about today, I think I can help you even with the health challenge you're facing right now. I don't want to look past that. We don't want to look past that as a ministry. I don't want to talk about the body all weekend without praying for you and the physical struggles that you might be going through right now. You may have heard that just this week. You may have been going through it for years or even decades. Whatever it is right now, I want to just take a moment to pray for you. Father, I thank you that on the cross more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus gave of his body and he shed his blood, paying for divine health for us. I thank you, Lord, that the health that we can walk in and receive by faith today was purchased by the stripes that caused the wound on Jesus's back. And so, Father, I pray for my precious friends. I thank you, Lord, that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is giving life to their mortal bodies. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. I rebuke every bit of pain, and I command healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I praise you, for I thank you that your word makes it explicitly clear that when we pray in accordance to your will, you hear us, and because you hear us, you grant us the things that we ask of you. So I receive it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, take it by faith and begin to do something that you could not do before. So we see that we are to honor God with our body. But thirdly, We are to serve in our body. You see, the physical body that you and I have, one of the great things that it can do on this earth is that it can touch people. It can serve people. It can make a difference in this world. I'm going to serve in this body. There's a couple of pictures that the Bible gives of how we serve in this body that are pretty shocking, really, in the way that they honor the body and lift up for what it can do. One of the pictures that the Bible gives is that the body that God gives, once you've come to Christ and have a relationship with Him, He fills it. He puts His Spirit in your body. The body is described in Scripture as a temple of God's Spirit. Look at what the next verse says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you've received from God? God puts His Spirit in you. He's taken up residence in your life so that you can serve Him in the best and greatest way. That's how God sees your body. You may not see it that way, but God sees it that way. When you think about it, it starts to help you think differently about how you treat your body sometimes. The truth of the matter is this. Your body is a lot more sacred to God than any church building. A lot more. A lot of times we vandalize our bodies and we honor physical buildings more. But we don't realize that our very bodies are the carriers of God's presence, God's Spirit, God's glory. And that's why God gave us this body. Another picture in the Bible is a picture of a living sacrifice. Look at the verse in Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Paul says, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. What does that mean? How do you offer your body as a sacrifice? Do you have to get up on an altar or something? That sounds pretty strange. It's a living sacrifice. How do you do this? Well, you do in your body what Jesus did in His body while He was on the earth. He's our example. You offer your body to God by doing in your body what Jesus did in His body while He was here on the earth. What did Jesus do? He served. In fact, one time Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve, to offer my life as a ransom for many. Jesus came to serve, so we serve with these bodies. These three things we talk about, they are motivations really for better health. I'm to manage this body. No one else is going to do it. So I'm the one who has to make the decision. And this body is meant to honor God. And it's not just for pleasure. And also we have to recognize that God has given us this body to serve in. So let's look at some practical things that you and I can do to ensure that we are physically strong from this year going forward. Firstly, we need to eat with wisdom and self-control. Caring for the body includes making thoughtful choices about food and avoiding excess. Listen to what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31. So whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, the Bible says do it for the glory of God. So practically, this means that we have to choose nourishing foods where possible. We have to practice moderation rather than restriction or overindulgence. We have to be thankful for food and be mindful of how it affects our overall health physically. Secondly, we need to make sure that we rest regularly and we honor sleep. Rest is not laziness. It's part of God's design for human well-being. Listen to what Psalm 127 verse 2 says. It says, in vain you rise up early and you stay late, toiling for food to eat. For He grants sleep to those He loves. So we need to prioritize having sufficient sleep. Take breaks when physically or mentally exhausted. We need to observe rhythms of rest, including Sabbath principles. Thirdly, we need to engage in physical activity. Movement strengthens the body and supports long-term health. It could be just a 20-minute walk every day, or aiming to get in a certain number of steps every day. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. It says, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. So practically, we need to walk, we need to stretch, we need to exercise and engage in physical work. We need to use movement as stewardship. We need to see physical activity as a support for service and not vanity. Number four, we need to avoid harmful substances and habits. You see, as Christians, we are called to protect our bodies from harmful practices. Listen to what it says in verse 19 of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? So we need to avoid substance abuse and destructive habits. We need to seek help when we're struggling with addiction. We need to choose habits that preserve clarity, health, and self-control. We need to manage stress through prayer and learn to trust in God. You see, chronic stress affects the body. Scripture encourages us to release burdens to God. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So we need to pray regularly about worries and pressures of life. We need to practice gratitude and learn to wait on the promises of God. We need to create a space for quiet reflection and worship. Number six, we need to seek medical help when needed. You see, faith does not exclude wisdom or professional care. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 15 verse 22 says. It says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So practically, we need to see doctors and health professionals when we feel unwell. We need to take prescribed treatment responsibly, and we need to combine prayer with practical action. Number seven, we need to maintain healthy relationships and community. You see, emotional and relational health affects physical well-being. Listen to what Proverbs 17:22 says. It says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So we need to try as much as we can to share burdens with trusted believers and to practice good soul practices such as forgiveness and reconciliation. And lastly, we need to honor the body as an act of worship. You see, caring for the body is part of offering one's life to God. That's why in Romans chapter number 12, Paul urges us to offer our body as living sacrifices pleasing to God. You see, we need to view health as stewardship and not self-centeredness. We need to care for the body to better serve God and others. And we need to make daily choices that reflect gratitude for the life that God has given us. My friends, I hope you have taken these words seriously and that you'll begin to make the necessary adjustments in this year to ensure that physically you're the best that you can be.
Thank you for listening today. If you were blessed by this message, consider how you can get involved and join hands with us in winning rural Africa for Jesus. We'd love to hear from you. Visit our website at gospelharvest.co.za for more information or sermons like this one.